Robert Louis Stevenson, famous British author of the book Treasure Island, contracted tuberculosis later in his life. He had to take a lot of medications to counteract the ill effects of this disease. The story is told that Stevenson was nearing the end of his life, and his wife came in one morning and said to him, "I suppose in spite of all your troubles, you will tell me again that it is a beautiful day." The great novelist answered her this way. He said, "Yes, my dear. I refuse to let the row of medicine bottles be the circumference of my horizon. I refuse to let those be the circumference of my horizon." How we see things matters. Perspective is everything. On this Gratitude Sunday, as we prepare for Thanksgiving this coming week, it is important for us to take some time to consider how we see things and why that matters. At first glance, the scripture passage that Melanie just read from Matthew's gospel sounds like a word of caution against the practice of worrying. In this passage of scripture, Jesus seems to be saying that we should not worry and that, in fact, we can't add 1 hour to our life by worrying. And yet, there is so much to worry about in today's world, isn't there? Watching the news, seeing things on social media often fill us with dread or depression, or perhaps we even feel overwhelmed by it all. There is simply so much going on. There's a lot to worry about in our world today and in our lives. The same was true in Jesus' day and time. And yet, Jesus maintains in today's scripture passage that we cannot add a single hour to our lives by worrying. Instead, we hear Jesus say, life is more than food and body, more than clothing. And when he says these things, we realize he's talking about something larger than how we function in the immediate moment. He's talking about seeing beyond the present moment and its anxieties. He's talking about perspective, about faith, about getting our priorities straight. Jesus is talking about how we, like Robert Louis Stevenson, can refuse to let the obstacles in front of us be the circumference of our horizons. Faith is a way of seeing things, a frame or reframe of what is happening, and Jesus invites us to reframe our lives around God's kingdom. This reframing is what makes all the difference in our attitudes and in the living of our lives. Listen again to those words from Jesus in Matthew's gospel. This time I share them with you from Eugene Peterson's version of the Bible called The Message. If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And you count far more to God than birds. Has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion. Do you think it makes much of a difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop. But have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you? Take pride in you. Do God's best for you. What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way God works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how God works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Rather than worrying about all that could happen and stressing ourselves out with whether or not we have made the best or the right decision or whether or not we will have enough, Jesus calls us to a new perspective, to steep ourselves in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. And when we do this, Jesus says, we will find that our human concerns will be met. It is this shift in perspective that makes all the difference. It shifts us from worry to faith, from anxiety to happiness, because our happiness is rooted in the one who promises to give us what we need. Now notice I didn't say give us what we want. There's not a promise in Scripture that says we get what we want. But God does promise over and over again to give us what we need. Jesus pointed to the birds that do not sow or reap in the fields, but are fed by the Heavenly Father nonetheless. And he pointed to the flowers that do not toil or spin, but are clothed in beauty by the Heavenly Father. Anyway, it's critical to understand, however, that Jesus' words were directed to people who did have to sow and reap and toil and spin. Jesus wasn't telling them to stop doing these tasks. He simply wanted them to understand that their lives were a lot more than the sum of their sowing and reaping and toiling and spinning or the length of their Facebook profile. It is this shift in perspective that makes all the difference. It shifts our depression to hopefulness. Living this way shifts our attitude, changes how we view each and every day, and it simply makes all the difference. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." It means we can let go of our worries because the circumference of our horizon just got a lot bigger and wider, and the focus of our days is on the moment and the abundance of blessings that we do have around us. This is how Robert Louis Stevenson, in the throes of a terminal illness, could tell his wife that it was, in fact, a beautiful day. When I feel anxious or worried, I've always found strength in reading quotes. Quotes from Scripture or great writers or wise theologians. I write them down and I post them on the bathroom mirror, on my kitchen cabinet, or in my car. Sometimes I even put them on my Facebook wall. They remind me of perspective of keeping myself focused when worry and anxiety fill me. Because with worry and anxiety, when I focus on that, it often shifts my focus to what it is that I am lacking. I fixate on what's missing, what isn't there, and how I wish it were. And that's my problem. Here are two quotes which remind me of the perspective that I'm sometimes lacking, noticing the blessings and opportunities which are right in front of me, but I can't see them because I'm so focused on what isn't there. Blessings and opportunities I fail to see without the shift in my attitude and my perspective. Here are the two quotes beside scripture. Here's the first one. Think of what you can do with what there is. Think of what you can do with what there is. If you really think about that, it's kind of a powerful quote. Think of what you can do with what there is. And here's the second quote. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is appreciating what you have. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is appreciating what you have. The shift in perspective makes all the difference. As we approach this Thanksgiving, living with gratitude is also a shift in perspective. Gratitude, which means counting our blessings, noticing simple pleasures, acknowledging everything we receive. It means learning to live our lives as if everything were a miracle, being aware on a continuous basis of how much we've been given. Gratitude shifts our focus from what our life lacks to the abundance that is already present around us. Like choosing to live steeped in God's reality, choosing gratitude shifts our attitude. It helps us focus on new perspectives. That's why gratitude should be something we practice not only at Thanksgiving, but all year long. With intentionality, it can be something that we can practice anywhere, whether it be over an amazing sunset in northern Michigan or over the deer we saw in our yard this morning. When we practice gratitude regularly, we find this. Scientific studies have shown this. When we practice gratitude regularly, we sleep better, we're less depressed, we're less stressed. Like the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, we delight in the moment because gratitude shifts our focus from worry about getting to what we've been given. Gratitude helps us to see things differently, to recognize the lessons we are learning, the joy in the little things, which actually turn out to be big things, the beauty of each and every day. It's a choice we have to make. It requires intentionality and intentional focus to see things from that particular perspective. But it makes all the difference when we do this. So today, I want you just to take a moment, now or later this afternoon, to think about this. Who deserves your thanks? Who deserves your thanks? Perhaps it's a parent, a special teacher, a coworker, a dear friend, a family member, someone else. What do you need to thank? Or who do you need, who do you need to thank for the blessings you have received? When we stop and realize how blessed we are, it changes our perspective, it shifts our attitude, it changes our lives. There is a lot to worry about in our world, and many of us are carrying heavy burdens of illness and anxiety and all kinds of things that worry us. Life is not a straight line, And 2 + 2 is rarely 4. But faith and gratitude make all the difference. They shift our focus from worry and anxiety to trust and faith and even joy. The kind of joy we saw this morning when the kids were singing, reminding us of the blessings all around. What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way God works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how God works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. This is how faith and gratitude shift our attitude. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.